We want to bring you up to date right away on what we know about the Malaysia Airlines passenger jet that has crashed today in Ukraine near the border with Russia. Flight 17 was traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur with 295 people on board, and a Ukrainian government advisor is saying it was shot down over a town in the east of Ukraine. That's the part that's currently being fought over by pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's new government. Now, we have not confirmed that the plane was shot down, but we will continue to follow this story and bring you up to date with more information as it becomes available. Of course, Malaysia Airlines, the same airline that lost another plane in March with more than 200 people on board.
And as Jeremy said, more on that as it develops. But let's turn now to the big news in the business world. Microsoft announced today that it will cut 18,000 jobs. That's almost 15% of the company's workforce, by far the deepest cuts in Microsoft history. And the announcement comes just a week after Microsoft's new CEO, Satya Nadella, sent the company a memo to all employees which promised to shake up Microsoft's work culture and management, and he is doing exactly that. In a note accompanying today's announcement, Mr. Nadella said, quote, "The decisions to change are difficult but necessary," and that he's doing so in order to make the company become more agile and move faster. For more now on the cuts and what they say about Microsoft as it moves forward, let's go to Todd Bishop. He's co-founder and editor at GeekWire. He joins us from NPR contributor station KUOW in Seattle. Hi there, Todd.
Good morning.
So very big numbers coming out of these Microsoft layoffs. Start by telling us exactly who may be losing their jobs.
Essentially, people around the country. Microsoft is first targeting folks in Nokia, the smartphone maker that Microsoft just recently acquired. It also is trimming back significantly in Redmond at its headquarters here in Washington State in the United States, and in places like Beijing and San Diego. It's widespread, and it's focused on a variety of product groups, including Microsoft engineers and testers. So a broad streamlining effort here by Satya Nadella.
Okay, I see that, 12,500, almost 13,000 out of the 18,000 jobs are coming out of Nokia following that recent acquisition that you just mentioned. What does that tell us about what Microsoft thinks about having brought Nokia on board?
To some extent, the Nokia cuts were expected. Microsoft signaled all along that it planned to eliminate some positions as a result of overlap between Microsoft and Nokia. Microsoft is still very much pursuing its strategy through the Nokia acquisition of becoming a smartphone maker and expanding its business into that realm, directly making smartphones itself. So to some extent, the Nokia cutbacks were expected. The bigger issue for Microsoft culturally is the cutbacks in its core work.
Right. And so to that effect, last week in a memo that CEO Satya Nadella sent out, he wrote something interesting. He said, "The day I took on my new role, I said that our industry does not respect tradition. It only respects innovation. I also said that in order to accelerate our innovation, we must rediscover our soul, our unique core." So what do these massive job cuts tell us about where Satya Nadella thinks Microsoft needs to go to rediscover its core?
Essentially, Satya Nadella has a very strong history in engineering, and that is one of the reasons why Microsoft's board tapped him to be its next CEO. And what he sees from that perspective is a lot of inefficiency in the organization. For example, under the old Windows development model, Microsoft would ship a product every 3 years. It would go from engineers to testers and then back to the engineers. That needs to be streamlined to the extent that engineers need to do essentially everything and become jacks of all trade. And that is a big part of what Satya Nadella is trying to do here, is really instill that culture of rapid product shipment across Microsoft by essentially streamlining the structure.
And I wonder if he's also seeing that Microsoft has to become more of a jack of all trades. And I ask this in light of the recent announcement that Apple is partnering with IBM regarding software and hardware there. I mean, is this Microsoft kind of moving in the same direction?
Absolutely. We've seen Microsoft actually headed in that direction for a while now, and Satya Nadella is doing that and leading the company there as well. You've seen the company with its Surface line of tablets become much more of a PC vendor itself at the same time that it's still supplying the core operating system to other hardware makers. So Microsoft, in some respects, is following the Apple model in all of these broad changes that it's making.
Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor at GeekWire, speaking to us about Microsoft's announcement today that it will cut 18,000 jobs. Todd, thank you so much.
You're welcome.